It's a sunny spring morning with green hills all around, and Lorette Rogers is excited to welcome a field trip of students to Tolé Ranch.
Thank you for coming and working. Excellent. Good to see you.
It's a special day for Rogers.
This one is extra, extra special because it's our 500th restoration.
23 years ago, Rogers started doing restoration projects as an elementary school teacher when her fourth grade class wanted to know what they could do to help endangered animals.
What we found out is the best way we can help animals is by doing restoration, by planting native plants along the creeks. And we've been doing that for 23 years.
She estimates that through STRAW, students and teachers restoring a watershed, more than 35 miles of creek bed have been restored, plus uncounted acres of wetland, with the help of about 40,000 students. STRAW is now run through the North Bay Conservation Group, Point Blue. Prior to a STRAW project, Point Blue educators visit students in the classroom to talk about what they'll be doing and how it will help the environment. Sam is a student at Loma Vista Elementary School in Novato.
I'm in second grade, and we learned about, we should, plant trees next to creeks because animals need shade and stuff, and we are planting them so, the animals can have a nice habitat.
As Sam talks to me, one of his classmates, Audrey, uses a hoe to scrape away weeds from the site where they'll plant their live oak. The area is beautiful and known for its many birds.
We have burrowing owls that visit, which are really fun to see. We have the golden eagles, lots of raptors, kites and kestrels and red-shouldered hawks and red-tailed hawks. I've seen couple kinds of owls, barn owls and great horned owls.
Bob Neal is the stewardship director at the Sonoma Land Trust, which has bought this land with the purpose of restoring it. But the land trust doesn't plan to hold on to it.
Shortly, yeah. Hopefully within the next year, it's going to become part of the regional park, part of Tolé Lake Regional Park. It's really exciting.
Meaning that it will connect to Sonoma County's regional park system, and members of the public, including some of these kids, will be able to visit it and see how their trees are doing. Sam speculates on how long it'll take for the tree to grow as tall as him.
Maybe in a few years it might be maybe about this tall, maybe. Yeah.
And long after Sam has stopped growing, the tree will continue to grow, feeding and protecting many of the animals he loves. Just as the trees planted 23 years ago by the first batch of students are all grown up, just like the students themselves. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Vetten at Tolé Ranch.